You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. 5 months ago, on the floor of Congress, John McCain said the U.S. government was paying for fake displays of patriotism at National Football League games.
I rise with my friend from Arizona, Senator Flake, to speak about an amendment that he and I and Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut have as part of this pending legislation. Along with sports fans across America, I was appalled to learn last month that many of the ceremonies honoring members of our armed services at NFL games are not actually being conducted out of a sense of patriotism, but for profit in the form of millions of dollars in taxpayers' money going from the Department of Defense to wealthy NFL franchises. In fact, NFL teams have received nearly $7 million in taxpayers' dollars over the last 3 years from contracts with the Army National Guard, which includes public tributes to American soldiers, sailors and airmen, and Marines. Our amendment would put an end to this shameful practice and ask the NFL to return those profits to charities supporting our troops, veterans, and their families.
Now, McCain and fellow Republican Arizona Senator Jeff Flake have released a Tackling Paid Patriotism investigation that shows the Department of Defense spent $53 million on marketing and advertising contracts with the rich owners of major sports teams between 2012 and 2015. More than $10 million was paid to teams of the owners of National Football League, Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Hockey League, and Major League Soccer. And 59% of that $10 million went to pro-military propaganda, game sponsorship, military appreciation nights, welcome home promotions for soldiers, on-field color guard performances, enlistment and re-enlistment ceremonies, performances of the national anthem, full field flag details, ceremonial first pitches, and other acts that the viewer would have thought were the idea and paid for by the teams. Turns out, no, those moments of patriotism you've been watching on TV are just theater. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.